AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Vance Bolter is due in court today in Minnesota. He's the man accused in the shooting deaths of former Democratic State House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, and the shootings of State Senator John Hoffman and his wife.
I want to assure our community and all those who are grieving that we will seek justice and accountability for the victims of all these heinous crimes.
District Attorney Mary Moriarty spoke to reporters.
Our office intends to pursue first-degree murder charges against Mr. Bolter.
Minnesota is not a death penalty state. The lawmakers were shot in their homes. Investigators say Bolter was posing as a police officer. Iran fired a new wave of missile attacks at Israel, killing at least 8 people. Israel is warning people in Tehran to evacuate ahead of new strikes. There is a clear goal as the group of 7 meet in Canada. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The annual gathering of the U.S., U.K., Japan, France, Italy, Germany, and Canada comes amid global tensions between this summit and a NATO gathering later this month.
I think what allies are bracing for, or what they're hoping for, is to simply get through the summits with the alliances still intact.
And the Center for Strategic and International Studies' Max Bregman says that means minimizing fireworks and getting out of Alberta with positive photo ops. He says the G7's designed to help manage the global economy, which right now is rife with instability.
That's being caused by the United States,
with President Trump's tariffs on several dozen nations. So this year's goal?
Trying to manage this tension and this conflict
without riling up the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A new poll shows most adults don't think the government is overspending on the programs Republicans in Congress have focused on cutting. This is AP News. There is flood damage in mid-Atlantic states.
Flash flooding caused by torrential rain Saturday night killed 5 people in northern West Virginia, and rescue crews on Sunday were searching for people who were missing as authorities assessed damage to roads, bridges, natural gas lines. Wheeling Police Public Information Officer Philip Stahl spoke with WTRF.
The creeks rose pretty quickly. There was a massive amount of debris floating down the creek, debris that most people probably never seen in their lives. There were boats going down the creek, sheds, furniture, gas tanks, hot water tanks, Connex boxes. It was a pretty unbelievable sight to see.
Officials say up to 4 inches of rain fell in parts of Wheeling and Ohio County within about a half hour. I'm Julie Walker.
New Jersey Supreme Court rules the state can have a grand jury investigate allegations of sex abuse by clergy. This is AP News. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.